Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
Rheumatic fever. What are some of its causes and symptoms, and how is it treated? Find out in today's program. I'm Prince Moore. Stay with us.
Many of Jamaica's animals and plants are found nowhere else in the world. These animals and plants contribute to the health of our environment, to our social and economic well-being, and help to make Jamaica the unique jewel it is. Play your part to protect our unique natural heritage this World Wildlife Day, March 3, and all year round by not harming them and by reporting incidents and illegal trade to NEPA. A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency.
Rheumatic fever is an inflammatory disease that may occur as a result of an infection caused by a particular germ called Streptococcus, otherwise called strep throat.
With rheumatic fever, where what you have is an acute infection with a bacteria called group A Streptococcus, and what that does is the bacteria infects your throat and you have a sore throat. And if that sore throat is not adequately treated initially, what happens is that the body builds up antibodies to that bacterium, and those antibodies can then turn on the body.
Consultant cardiologist at the Heart Foundation of Jamaica, Dr. Marlin Lawrence Wright. There are some early signs that a child may be developing rheumatic fever.
So in terms of rheumatic fever, very often it's the person will remember having a bad sore throat. You know, and if they were examined by a doctor, the throat may look particularly inflamed, it may have white patches on it, and then, you know, basically soon after that, the person starts complaining of joint pains. So their joints get swollen and they're very painful, and you know, that's kind of a warning that you could be having rheumatic fever.
Other symptoms of rheumatic fever may also include rash, fever, changes in the brain, and ultimately changes in the heart.
You know, so in the acute rheumatic fever phase, you may develop heart failure, you may develop a leaky valve, you may develop fluid around the heart, and that's the acute rheumatic fever. And with treatment, that may resolve. But what happens is that if you are re-exposed to the bacterium, to the group A Streptococcus, or even if you're not, you know, once these antibodies are there, over time they can kind of recur and give rise to inflammation in the heart.
Dr. Lawrence Wright is urging parents not to ignore a child's sore throat, as this may lead to rheumatic fever.
Its prevalence in Jamaica is decreasing, but it still does occur. You know, we have to be vigilant in terms of aggressively treating strep throat infections.
Rheumatic fever is usually treated with penicillin or other antibiotic to reduce the risk of being re-exposed to the infection.
So the idea is that, you know, you would have been exposed to the group A streptococcus when you were younger, but you want to try to prevent re-exposure, because any re-exposure will worsen the process. And so anyone who has had acute rheumatic fever and has had cardiac involvement, heart involvement, usually put that person on a course of what we call penicillin prophylaxis, where once a month that individual is required to come in for penicillin injection. And what that does is tries to reduce the risk of reinfection with the group A streptococcus. And that, you know, monthly penicillin injection goes on right through until young adulthood. In some patients, we continue it well into their 40s, depending on how active the disease may be.
If the disease progresses to the point where the heart valve becomes very tight or leaky, causing symptoms such as shortness of breath and heart failure, the doctor would then recommend surgery.
But for most patients, I think what happens is that they survive the acute rheumatic fever, you know, they recover, maybe the valve was leaking, but as the inflammation goes away, the valve disease gets better. But what happens is that over time, if the disease is progressing, you know, when the patient gets to maybe 20s, 30s, because of progressive disease, at that time the valve is kind of, you know, irreversibly damaged, and so at that time they may require surgery.
Consultant cardiologist at the Heart Foundation of Jamaica, Dr. Marlin Lawrence Wright. That's it for this edition of Healthline. To hear this and other JIS radio programs, go to jis.gov.jm/radio with student engineer Andre Palmer. I'm Prince Moore, reminding you to stay healthy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.